especially because this six, in a nonsense way, has appeared to us before, twice. Remember? In the first story, we heard about this six, that goldsmith has bought the handmaiden for 6 months and sold it. King gave the handmaiden to the goldsmith. In 6 months, he became Arbya. Right? Here, 6 years. Why? If there is no reason for that word, I doubt the master will use it. Master should know. And this is a number that doesn't relate to anything. Even with the rest of the story, we don't hear anything. Here it says for 6 years. Because that's six. What is the six? Do you know what six is? The cube of existence.
Love.
Existence?
The cube.
Whatever exists has six dimensions. Up and down, left and right, front and back. Physical existence to him is six. We know. How do we know?
He uses it consistently.
And he used it out of Masnavi. Told you he has a famous, beautiful one. He will say, the existence is six-dimensional. Do not look for Kaaba, Qibla, the one that you accept. It's not Kaaba. Qibla means
direction.
No. The word Kabul Kardan means accepting. The word Kabbalah is Kabul. That Kabul. Acceptance and appreciation and believing in and all that. He said, don't look for that in this sixth dimensional one. Non dimensional is that Qibla. Turn towards that one. In Farsi, it's Shish Jahat Hast in Jahan. Qibla Darun Yekhi Majmu. Bi Jahati is Qibla Jah. Rumi Daran Yahan. It's very pretty. And physically, you will say, six dimensional is this universe. So, whenever he uses six, somehow he's referring to the dimensions of existence. We know that there are six, and there is a seventh one which is non existence. Therefore, is one. Because there is the state of unity, here is the state of plurality. Opposite the other side of the coin, right? So he uses that six years means as long as it takes in reality, you could be fooled by this Vasir. And everybody is trying to follow him. Why? Because he's selling something that looks sweet. He's talking about logical stuff. And nobody cares that he doesn't mean it. He means bad. Next paragraph.
How the king sent messages in secret to the vizier. Messages between the king and him. The king had words of comfort from him in secret. The king wrote to him saying, "Oh, my fortunate one, the time has come. Quickly set my mind at ease." He replied, "Behold, O king, I am preparing to cast disorders into the religion of Jesus."
This was a paragraph, which I doubt it is a paragraph in my book. Let me check it out, not to say something that is not there. The second one. The paragraphing system here is a little bit different to my book because there are some interruption over there which is not here, and I believe more in this than that one. But doesn't matter. Anyhow, this is a paragraph, a very short one, 3 verses only. What is it about? Okay, we know that the king is in a hurry to the stuff to be taken care of, and Wazir is telling him that I'm working on it. In the story, it didn't make too much sense, except to tell us that there is a secret relationship between these two. Means when I'm talking about the jealousy, which is the source, in the source of your intelligence hidden, I'm not talking about something, part of you that you could ignore or put aside. They look like two different things. When I say jealousy, people say, jealousy, when it was jealous, and you find a time somewhere that you were jealous, I say, okay. As if at that moment you were jealous, and now you're not. Because the subject is not this. Oh, there is a hidden relationship. The king trusts this vizier, and this vizier is working on it. Means, if you're jealous, you're jealous. I don't mean you did some jealous thing, and you defend yourself that, no, for 5 years, I have been. It's not like that. Means the basic in your mind, because it comes from the illusion of separation. You know that this is a one existence only, right? And everything is in it. But I feel that, no, my skin, this is in, and that's out. I acknowledge this separation. That animal is doing it. The animal knows the separation. I should be mature to understand that superficial separation. We are all in it, and we are all one. That state of oneness, to understand that there is a we. If this we doesn't exist, this me cannot exist, has no meaning in it. My meaning is where? The other side of the coin, always. See, when you look at me, you guess I'm a man. I'm a man because there are women. If there was no woman, we were just me. There is no definition of man without the woman. So they are yin and yang. And they are not fighting each other. Yes, I should fight with the one. This is not it. We are one. That oneness is the essence of spirituality. And it's the most difficult for animal to swallow. Because animal starts with that separation. First understands me, because the brain is working for me. The brain is mine. He's a part of me, but he's the boss. Why? Why is my brain my boss? Please don't look at me that way. At least a smile, that if I was joking. Good. Each of them is confused that maybe I'm talking to God. Because I did the wrong choice. I did it. I am the king, and I choose this handmaiden. Because this was the first thing I realized is in me. And I fell in love with it. The story started with this. I said, this and me, we are not two things. We are connected in a hidden ways, secretly. Secretly, I am joined with the intelligence. Intelligence is a part of animal. There is no animal without intelligence. Animal should know what to eat, how to eat, how not to be eaten, how to reproduce. This is the animal, right? So there should be a me in animal.